Okay, well, today's daf is Zvachim Lamed Dalet. I just want to give the schedule for the next few days. So tomorrow's Erev Chag, Erev Shabbat actually, we'll have regular class. Shavuot, I'm not around in Ronana, so I won't be able to teach the daf, which I usually do. If anyone's in Modi'in, I will be in Modi'in. I'm teaching at 12, 10 at night at Kilat Yachad Omarim in Reut.
The previous day?
Anybody wants to come? No, Shavuot night. I'm not actually teaching the daf. I'm teaching a shiur at 12:10. If anybody who listens and lives in Modi'in wants to come, in Kilat Yachad Omarim in Modi'in. Okay. Gufa. So we're starting, it's about 10, 12 lines from the top. Tamei she'achal basar kodesh lifnei zrika. We saw this machloket yesterday, that if you eat, remember the pasuk talks about, if you eat the meat, mibsar zevach hashlamim, right, you get karet for eating meat that was tamei, and we said that it's only after zrika, once the meat is mutar, and then you eat it, so that's when it becomes problematic. Just one second. I'm just trying to find the pasuk here. Right, sorry, this is not the meat being tamei. That's what I was just making sure. I thought I had it wrong. It's about a person being tamei who eats meat, right? And what he eats meat of kodshim, and the meat of kodshim, the pasuk talks about hanefesh asher tochal basar mizevach hashlamim asher lashem. He eats the basar from the zevach. The assumption is, what are we talking about? Once it's mutar to eat, which is after zrika. V'tumato alav, and his tumas upon him, v'nechrata nefesh himayamah, he gets karet. So what about lifnei zrika? So we saw, if you do it before zrikatam, where the meat is not allowed to anybody, the question is, do you get malkot for that or not? So Rish Lakish amar lokeh, right? Samei she'achal basar kodesh lifnei zrika, Rish Lakish amar lokeh, Rabbi Yochanan amar eino lokeh. So now we're going to have a machloket Abaye and Rava about what case there are they only arguing about the case we discussed, and this is why I'm confused for a second, where the person is tamei, or are they also arguing about a case where the meat is tamei?
And they're also talking about raw meat.
They're also talking about raw meat as...
Because
before zrika, it's not actually cooked. Right, that's interesting. It's also raw meat. Yeah, but there's no isser to eat raw meat.
Sure.
Well, you haven't taken out the blood, I guess. Right, it has to be koshered. Yeah, okay. But I think they're really talking about this... Are you going to get malko for this issue? Maybe you'll get... Yeah, maybe there's other issues at stake here. Okay, so... The question is, okay, now, well, it's actually, nobody actually thinks they argue in Tumat Basar. The machloka between them is going to be, what did they both agree about in Tumat Basar? Is it definitely or definitely not? So, Amar Abaye, machloka get betumat aguf, okay, the whole machloka is if the person's tameh, aval betumat basar divrea kol loke. Okay, everybody agrees if the meat was tameh, of course you get malko. Why? Where do they get it from? Da mar kra. V'habasar, okay, this is Vayikra Zayin Yutet, it's Aleph in my Torah, or anyway. V'habasar shir yiga b'chol tamei, okay, the basar that gets in contact with something tamei, lo ye'achel, okay, so that's our case, basar tamei. Ba'esh yisaref, then there's a very strange ending to this pasuk. V'habasar, which we already just said the basar, why does it say v'habasar again? Kol tahor yochal basar, okay, only a tahor can eat meat. Okay, so this seems a little strange, right? So what's it telling you here? You cannot eat tamei meat. And then it says any tahor can eat meat, but there's this extra word habasar in the middle. So what does habasar come to do? It must be including something. Lirabot, what could it be including? Etzimu livona. Generally, we say, we call it tumat ochlim. What does tumat ochlim mean, right? Food that can become contaminated by, let's say, a sheretz or a person or right, different kinds of things. Or a kli, right? Depending on Rishon, Sheni, all that. Okay, or Av, Rishon. Anyway, we call it Tumat Ochlim, which means only things that are edible become Tame. Things that are not edible don't become Tame. Okay, generally they don't have Tumat Ochlim, and therefore this Pasuk also wouldn't be referring to them because it says, right, it's only talking about foods that are edible. Comes the Drasha, wait one second, comes the Drasha and says, the Eitzim and the Livona, since they're used for burning on the Mizbeach and they have purpose here, they're going to be considered like food items and they can become contaminated by Tuma. You can be metameh the etzim and the livona, the frankincense that they would use with the korbanot. And additionally, if they do become tame and you eat them, now it's a little strange, nobody really eats them, but if you were to eat them, then it would be forbidden. You would get malko. What did you want to ask?
You can't transfer tameness from a person. Like, you can't hold the knife because you would transfer your tameness to the knife, which would then be a problem. But now you're saying that it doesn't matter because it's the implements don't matter because you're not eating it?
No, this isn't an implement. The itzim and the levona are not kelim.
Oh, okay.
And Adam can be b'tame kelim and can also, right, depending on all the circumstances, I'm not going to get into all the details, but in the case where it can be b'tame ochel, so the ochel, but not non-edible items. However, the itzim and the levona come in the category of ochalim in this case. They're not kelim. Because a kli has to have certain, right, it has to hold something, it has to, like, these don't hold anything. So now what do they say here? So if you're going to include etzim ulevona, then obviously, right, we're going to say, right, delav v'nei achila ninhu, v'afilu hachi rabinu kra, so therefore, b'tumat basar, everyone would agree that you get malkot. Okay? So that you would get malko for this kind of thing. In other words, that you would get malko, sorry, for, the pasuk shows that you get malko for what? For eating tamei meat, because it says lo yechel. So if you do it, you get malko. According to the drasha, you also get malko. What's included here is etzim and levona, non-edible items. What about our case? What's our case? Our case is the meat before zrika, which is sort of non-edible. It is edible because technically speaking, you can eat it, but it's not edible because you're not allowed to eat it yet. Remember, you have to wait till you do the zrika. So they're going to say if fully non-edible items like etzim and levona are going to be included, then obviously also tumat basar is going to be included before zrikata. So that's the way he learns. Rava amar machloket b'tumat aguf, ava b'tumat basar divrei kol ein oloke. He says the exact opposite. The machloket's only tumat aguf. That's agreed with the Abaye.
Are we talking? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Are we talking about a tame
meat that you eat?
Transferring his own tuma to the meat.
No, we're talking about meat became contaminated. We don't know how. However, until now we were talking about a person who was tame. Now we're talking about a person who's not tame at all. But what happens is there's two things about tame. Number one, you're not allowed to eat the meat if you're tame. Number two, you're not allowed to eat the meat if the meat is tame. That's what we're comparing here. But both are forbidden. If you're tame and you eat the meat, right, we already said that was you get... What?
That was Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, if you're tameh.
No, they were fighting about before Zrika. If you're tameh and you eat the meat before Zrika. But there's a machloket. But if you eat meat, right? If you eat meat after Zrika, everyone agrees you get karet. Right? La'achar Zrika, there's a chart at the bottom of yesterday's page about this. La'achar Zrika, everyone agrees you get karet. Okay? If you eat the, a tameh haguf, right? Tamei Aguf eats after Zrika, he gets Kare. The question was, what if he eats Lifnei Zrika? Right? And then we said it's a Machloket. So then they said, the Machloket's only about a Tamei Aguf. But now we're switching topics. We're talking about, what if the meat is contaminated? If the meat is contaminated, Basar Tamei, okay, Basar Tamei, La'achar Zrika is going to get Malko. Okay? So the question is, what about Lifnei Zrika? So the first opinion of Abaye says, meat before Zrika is like, is even more better, it's better for this purpose to say you get malkot than the etzim and levona, which are never edible. This meat is just inedible now, but it will be edible later, and it's technically edible. It's just not, you're not allowed to eat it. So he says, of course you get malkot. But comes Rava, and he says, no. In fact, everyone agrees, divrei kol eino loke. Remember, everyone is Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, who argue about the Lifnei Zrika case.
I'm still confused. If the meat is tame, then it's pasul, and they should stop the whole process. There shouldn't be a Zrika. It should just be removed altogether.
The question is, let's say they did. Or let's say it became contaminated after the Zrika. It could be anything, right? It could have become contaminated. Kachim could be contaminated at any stage.
It has to, like, go out of the process and be removed.
Could be. So Abaye says, when we talk about tamei meat, it's at any stage of the process. And if you eat that meat, whatever,
you get malko.
Comes Rav and he disagrees. He says, Aval, right? Divrei kol eino lokem. My time, huh? Kevan de lo krina be vitum ato ala vinichrita. Lo krina be vahabasara sheiga b'chotamei lo yechel. He looks at the two psukim. What was the first pasuk? The first pasuk is, ha-nevesh ha-shetuchal mi-basar zebach ha-shlamim. Now, we said that pasuk is all referring to, it's referring to, ha-nevesh ha-shetuchal, right? The person who eats is all after zrika. Mi-basar zebach shlamat, right? In other words, he eats from the basar zebach, which everyone is allowed to eat, but he happens to be tame. So if that pasuk is talking about after zrika, then the other pasuk must also be talking about after zrika. And therefore, he thinks that whole pasuk that we read before, habasar sheyiga b'chol tameh lo yecha b'esh yisareit v'habasar kol tameh habasar, is only talking about after zrika. Because he compares the tumah in both cases. He says what's true for one is going to be true for the other. And therefore, he says that everyone agrees in that case you're not going to get malko. So now, they're going to question him from the levona. V'hamarmar v'harbasar l'rabot etzimu levona. Right, so what does he say? No, those are different. In other words, there's before Zrika and after Zrika. Before we said if you put them on a scale, right, what would you have? You would have totally inedible, etzim and levona. You'd have edible, but can't be eaten now, which is the meat lifnei Zrika. And then we'd have la'achar Zrika, right? Comes this interpretation and says, no, you did it wrong. Lifnei Zrika is the one that's the more extreme one. Okay, and Eitzim and Levona is more similar to La'achar Zrika. Why? Because we're going to make an analogy between the two. Hacha b'maya skina. First of all, he says it's only when they say L'rabot Eitzim and Levona, it's only if kigon shekidsho b'kli. Okay, they have to be sanctified in a kli in order to say that eating them will get you malkot. It's only if they were kidsho b'kli. Why? Once kidsho b'kli, na'asa kemisha karvu kol metirav. What does it mean, karvu kol matirav? It means that you went, let's say, with a korban, you went through the process and you finished the zrika. In other words, what's the matirav? Remember, zrika is matir the korban. There's some other things you have to do after, like the haktara, the evarim, and some other things. Those things are not ma'akev. Remember, once you do the zrika, you're done. Right? You can eat the meat as long, right? That's called the karvu. Karvu kol matirav, it means you did all the processes that allow you then to eat the meat. So he says like this, when you have something that doesn't have all those mitirim, what makes it equivalent to kirvu kol mitirav, right? It's an analogy. Kirvu kol mitirav to meat, right? Or meat to kirvu kol mitirav is like etzim and levona once they're kidsho b'kli. Okay? Kidsho b'kli is na'asa kemisha kirvu kol mitirav. And therefore, once you put the etzim and levona in a kli, it's as if you did zrika. Okay, which means that they're more considered la'achar zrika than lifnei zrika, which is why you can't learn from the etzim and levona to meet before zrika. And here we're going to have a mishnah that proves it. Titnan in me'ila, kol sheyesh lo mitirim, anything that has mitirim, what would you say? Misha karvu mitirav. Then as soon as you do all the mitirim, then the meat is permitted. Kol she'ein lo mitirim, anything that doesn't have mitirim, Misha kidesh b'kli. Okay, once you do the you put it in a kli kodesh, then it's equivalent to kervu kol matira. Okay, itmar. Now we're going to have another machloket, Rish Lakish of Rabbi Yochanan. Hama'ale evre behemat me'al gabe hamizbech. What if you put evarim from a behemat me'al? You take an animal, okay? Right, you can think of, the worst example would be a pig, but, Rashi thankfully saves us that image, okay? He says, susim ugmalim. Okay, so let's say you put a susur gamal or any kind of tame animal on the mizbeach. So, again, we're going to have a machloket. Rish Lakish amar loke, you get malko for this. Rabbi Yochanan amar eno loke. Okay, now, where does this come from? So, if you look in the very beginning of Vayikra, we've gone back to this psukim very often. Okay, the very beginning of Vayikra, Perak Aleph, Vayikra, Moshe, Vayidaber Elav, Me'o, Mo'ed, Limor. Daber B'nei Yisrael, V'amarta Lehem, Adam ki yakriv mikem korban la'ashem, min ha-behema, min ha-bakar, min ha-tzon, takrivu et korban chem. Okay, so now it says, wait one second, just lost my place, Shkish Maloke, okay, Tohora in Tme'alo. Okay, so now he says it has to be a behema Tehora. How do we know that? Because what does it say in the pasuk? Mina bakaru minatzon, and those are tahor animals. So the pasuk there, where we talked about korbanot in the very beginning, gave the klalim. It's from the behema, from the bakar and the tzon. If it had just said behema, you could have assumed maybe any behema. But it says from the bakar and the tzon. Now, what's the issue here? In order to get malka, what do you need? A lota. No, you need a lota aseh in the Torah. It doesn't say, don't bring it from other animals. So what do they call this, though? Lav haba michlal aseh. It's a lav that you can infer from an aseh, right? If it says you have to bring it from the tzon ubakar, it means only tzon ubakar, not other animals. So what does he say? It's a lav haba michlal aseh, and lokina lav. Okay? So what does he say? His approach is, at least for right now, we'll see a change, but right now he says, a lav that can be derived from an aseh is a lav. You get malkot for it. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, ein lokina lav. Lav haba michlal aseh, ein lokina lav. What are you talking about? You don't get malkot for a lav haba michlal aseh. That's the whole thing. You need a lav. Even, right? Even though you can derive a lav from somewhere, you don't get malkot for that. Motiv Rabbi Yirmiyah. So now Rabbi Yirmiyah questions Rish Lakish's theory that a lav haba michlal aseh lokin alav. Now we're going to switch to kashrus. Okay, here we were talking about what can go on the mizbeach. Now we're going to eating. Ota tochlu, okay, from later on in Vayikra, you can eat those animals, and what can you infer? The lo behemat me'ah, but you can't eat a behemat me'ah. The lav haba michlal aseh. The Braita says, Rabbi Yirmiyah quotes this Braita, the question Rish Lakish, and says, here it says explicitly in the Braita that a lav haba michlal aseh is an aseh, not a lo taseh. So, Amarle Rabbi Yaakov, the Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Tachlifa. So now Rabbi Yaakov comes up with an explanation. Ezber alach, I'll explain to you. Be'evrei behemat me'ah, if we're talking about, and it's the machloket Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish wasn't about this. Obviously, Rish Lakish would agree that a lav haba michlal aseh is an aseh. Okay, it's not true that you get malkot on that. And therefore, evrei behemat me'ah, kule amalo pligi, everyone agrees that you wouldn't get malkot for it because there is no lo taseh. What case are they pligi about? Ki pligi b'chaya. They're arguing about a chaya tehora, okay? Like a tzvi or an ayil, okay? Those are animals that you're not supposed, well, an ayil you actually do bring in certain cases, but I guess in cases where you're not supposed to bring an ayil. So what about if you bring a chaya? Generally, we don't bring chayot on the mizbeach. And because of that, here it says behema and not chaya. So the question is, what if you bring a chaya? Do you get malka for it? So now what's going to be the basis of the malka? Bahachi itmar. Rabbi Yochanan, it's not going to be lo care ain't a lo care. It's a different machloket, and what's interesting about this is not only are we switching what the topic of the machloket is about, we're also switching, and not only are we switching, we're switching three things here, okay? What was the topic of the machloket? It wasn't about a behemat me'ah, it was about a chaya, tehora. It wasn't about malkot, not malkot, and in all the cases we saw, Rish Lakish said lokeh, Rabbi Yochanan said eino lokeh, so Rabbi Yochanan was always more mekel. In this case, it's going to be the reverse. Rabbi Yochanan is going to be more machmir. So we're going to switch a lot of things here. So what does he explain? Ki pligi b'chaya v'hachi yitmar. This is the way it goes. Rabbi Yochanan omer over ba'aseh. You're over on an aseh. What's the aseh that you're over on? Min ha-behema. Right? It says behema, and it doesn't say chaya. So you're over on an aseh, which again is not a lo taseh, you won't get malkot, but you're considered that you're a mevatel a mitzvah aseh because you brought it with a chaya. Rish Lakish omer, eino over bivelo klum. You did absolutely nothing wrong. Okay, you want to bring a chaya on the mizbeach? No problem. But you certainly didn't do anything majorly wrong. Let's see their shitot about what it's based on, okay? So, Rish Lakish amar, Rabbi Yochanan amar over ba'aseh, behema in chaya lo. Very simply, it says behema, only behema, not a chaya. Rish Lakish amar eino over bevelo klum. Why? Hahu le mitzvah. The Torah was just telling you, this is the best way to do it. But if you do it in some other way, it's also okay. Adif to bring a behema. If you brought in a chaya, it's okay. Did you want to ask something, Judy?
But you don't get any benefit from bringing this korban.
No, it sounds like it's you would. I think you would, according to him. It's like you did something of reshut.
But doesn't the Torah specify exactly what kind of animal for most korbanot?
Yes, it's true, it specifies. I'm guessing, I'm assuming, let me just see if I can find it maybe in Rashi somewhere, that what they're talking about here is like for a nidava or something. You're bringing your own korban. Okay, that's what I'm guessing.
It's awfully risky thing to do.
To start allowing people to bring whatever they want.
Now, Devanavi, who tried that? Situation.
Well, that's an H. That was when it said, right, you're supposed to wait for the H to come down.
But they're trying to do their best and do something that was very, you know, appropriate, and they didn't get it right.
Right, that's true. But I think that...
It seems to me that bringing an animal that's not specified as being brought is, but, you know, in the category of this but not the same thing, sounds an awful lot like what they did.
Right. So, yeah, but I think that there's not a huge difference, but, you know, in terms of, you're right that there are particular type animals. Maybe we'll get more into this, but...
You could see it happening societally, because somebody might be very embarrassed that they can't afford a real animal, like a real bird, so they go and find a wild animal. Like, you could see it happening.
Right.
Free. A wild animal would be free.
Catching a wild animal is hard.
Right, it still comes with effort. It's just a different kind of different cost.
Okay, I don't know enough about which type of korban. Anyway, it's a good question. Okay, so let's move on. So now, what do they say? So motive Rava. Rava now has, a question on Rish Lakish. Ilu ne'emar korban la'Hashem behema, hayiti omer chaya bechlal behema. Kinyan she'emar zot ha'behema asher tochlu, shor sek vasim v'seizim ayalu tzvi v'chule. Sometimes, and this is always confusing to us, what's a behema, what's a chaya? Sometimes it says behema and it includes chaya. Like, for example, when it lists all the kosher animals, it mentions ayal and tzvi, even though they're chayot. So, am I right actually about an ayal? Maybe it's just the tzvi. Maybe that makes more sense. I think it's just the tzvi. I think an ayal is a behema. It was my mistake, because ayal is brought on the altar, and we're really just talking about a tzvi. So a tzvi is mentioned in this list of chayot. So you see that it's a chaya. But, I'm sorry, in the list of behemot, so you would think, if it said, bring a korban l'Hashem from a behema, maybe it included a chaya, and you're right, Rish Lakish. But in fact, the Torah is much more specific than that. Maybe this was bothering you, all right? How could you say, I could just bring a chaya, when the Torah is incredibly specific about what you're supposed to bring? So here it says, right, Talmud Lomar, therefore it specifically says, bakar v'tzon, right? Meaning, bakar v'tzon amarti l'cha, v'lo chaya. There's only certain types of animals you can bring. Bakar tzon, right? And not a chaya. Yachol lo yavi ve'im yavi kasher. You might have thought, though, maybe you can't bring, but if you did, it's okay, just like all sorts of things we've seen that you're not supposed to do, but if you did, it would be okay. So maybe lechatchila you can't. But you might have thought this, so now they bring a comparison. Halemaze domeh, what's this like? L'talmid she'amar lo rabo, havei li chitim. The rabbi says to him, bring me chitim, ve'vi lo chitim u'se'orim. She'eino kemavir al dvarav, ela kemosif al dvarav. Okay, now this is a strange comparison. Why? In the case that we said, you're supposed to bring a behema and you bring a chaya. In the comparison case, they say, it's like he said, bring chitim, and he brought both. So some people explain that what we're really saying here is, you could view it as you're just bringing something additional. In other words, it's not like you're bringing, like I said, a korban nedavah. So you're bringing an additional korban. It's like you've brought other korbanot and you're also bringing something additional. And the point is, you haven't contradicted, you've just added the kasher. So you might have thought that, Talmud Lamar, bakar utzon. But therefore, the pasuk specifically says you can't be mosif like this. Okay? Bakar utzon amar tilecha velo chaya. Okay, now they say, halamaze domeh. Let's bring another comparison. Now that, and we thought to make comparison, maybe it's like you asked him for chitim and he brought chitim and sorin. And maybe that would be okay because he's just bringing you more. Talmud lamar bakar utzon. What's the example going to be now? L'talmid sha'amar lo rabo al tavi li ele chitim. Ve'hevi lo chitim u'seorin. She'eino kemosif al dvarav, ele kema'avir al dvarav. If he says, don't bring me only bring me chitim, and it's added the word only, that's what it's like. It's not like he said, bring me chitim, and he brought extra. It's like he said, bring me only chitim, and he brought chitim and sorim. And then he went against his words. Upasul. So in the end, they say, tiyuvta de Rish Lakish tiyuvta, and Rish Lakish's answer is basically knocked out because he doesn't really have a good answer, which sits better with all of you who couldn't understand how could you possibly think about bringing some animal when the Torah is so specific, and that's basically what this Braita is saying, that the Torah is very, very specific about what you're supposed to bring. Okay, now we're back to the Mishnah, okay, and this was where the Mishnah, if you remember, said, Okay, let's look at the top of Lamed Bet Amud Aleph for a minute. V'kulan shekiblu et adam chutz lizmano v'chutz limkomo. If you did Kabbalat Adam and you had the wrong intent, right? So all these people, okay, remember, if they did the Shechita, their psulim b'machshava, and all these psulim, if they did Kabbalat Adam and they had the wrong machshava, im yesh dam ha-nefesh, yachzor akasher v'yikabel. Right? If there's still more blood, since what did we say? Normally, Pigul will disqualify the whole korban. In this case, since it was a pasul who had the wrong machshava, we don't view it as anything. Okay? And he gets to redo it. Ba'amine Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Pasul ma'u she'ase shiraim. Okay? What if a pasul does Kabbalah and Zrika? Okay? This is where he does one of the earlier avodot. But let's say he does Kabbalah and Zrika. Okay? Now, can someone now, since you already did the Zrika, can you go back? Is all the blood that's left now in the animal, is it considered shiraim? What does shiraim mean? Leftovers. Now, leftovers are considered bad in this case. In other words, you already can't bring them. So at that point, if you did the Kabbalah and the Zrika, a pasul person did it, would you say that it's shiraim? Because now, in fact, the whole korban was fully sacrificed, okay? Even though, he did it with the wrong machshava, like everything was wrong, basically. So do we say, since everything was wrong, it's as if it never happened, and therefore the blood that's still inside the animal can be collected and we could redo it? Or do we say, no, since he finished the process, that's it. And whatever's left in the animal is shiraim, and you can't deal with them anymore. So amalei in osesh, ein osesh shiraim, ela chutz lizmano v'chutz limkomo. Ho'il umiratze lepigulo. The only time where zrika causes it to be shiraim, and in other words, the korban becomes disqualified, and whatever blood is left in the animal can't be used anymore, that's only if it was a good case of pigul. What do I mean a good case of pigul? It was a kasher kohen doing it. He had pigul in his machshava, and remember what happens? In order for him to get karet, what has to happen? He has to actually finish the zrika. So what does that mean? Ho'ilu miratze lepigulo. What makes it, it's actually a weird lashon here. Miratze is usually a good thing. Miratze here means it accepts it for the purposes of pigul. Only when you do zrika does your pigul count. Remember that you get karet for it. If you did pigul in shchita or in Kabbalah or in holacha and then you never did the zrika, actually saw a good translation in the Quran, presented the blood. I always struggle with zrika because it's not exactly sprinkling. Like we always think sprinkling because the Kohen Gadol sprinkles the blood on Yom Kippur, but in the other words, it's not exactly sprinkling. So maybe I'll try to remember to use the word presenting instead of for zrika. So when he presents the blood, right, that's what causes the pigul to kick in and become full pigul mida oraita that you get karet for. But that's only chutz lizmano or chutz limkomo. But when it's done by a kasher person, but if a pasul person does it, then no, it's lo oseh shiraim. In other words, then you can still redo it. Okay?
So this doesn't matter? Because I just looked behind.
Yeah, it's as if it doesn't matter. It's as if nothing happened. That's basically how we view it. Yeah, what do you want to say?
It doesn't matter, because here it's called shiraim.
Shiraim.
But we had before that you could take the leftover blood. Remember?
So that was at an earlier stage. That was before Zrika. Right, or once it was in the klisha, right, that's the whole Mishnah here. There's all sorts of cases where you can redo it. But all those cases were either a pasul did the chutz lizmano or chutz limkomo. Okay, what they wanted to know here is, it says, kiblu et adam chutz lizmano or chutz limkomo. They were at the stage of Kabbalah in the Mishnah. Here we're saying, what if they also did zrika? Then can we still redo it? Or is zrika affecting end? You've done it. You've messed it up. It's finished. You wouldn't get pigul for it because it's not, but you might not be able. Does it do shiraim? That's what they really want to know. It's what the Mishnah didn't discuss. So they say, in fact, you actually can. Even if you got to Zrika, you can redo. That was, okay, we're going to have three versions of what this question was. The first two versions are that Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan a question. Rabbi Yochanan answers. The third is that Abaye asked Rabba a question. Okay? But there's three possible versions of what this question was and two versions of who said it. So, according to the first version, the question was, can a pasul person who had the machshavot wrong and did it, the Zrika and the Kabbalah? Actually, I'm wondering if it's not even, I think it's just a pasul person did it, even if he didn't have a bad machshava. Just a pasul person bringing it, would you be able to redo it? So they say, Rabbi Yochanan says you would, because it's only in Chutz Mano or Chutz Komo when it's done by a kosher person that we say that Zrika ends it. Rav Zvid Matnehacha, he had a different version. The Bamine Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, his question was like this. Kos pasul mau she'aseh shirayim. What if the kos that you collected the blood in became pasul? Okay, it became tameh. So now, can you recollect the blood or not? Can you say, okay, well, let's get a new kli sharet. Let's collect more blood from the animal, like the case in our Mishnah. You're allowed to do that, right? Didn't say so in the Mishnah about this case. So what could you do that? Amar lei, psul gufei mai sfira lach. So Rabbi Yochanan asks him a good question. He says like this. You asked about a kos pasul, but you didn't ask about a person who was pasul, which was our last case, right? But again, imagine that conversation didn't happen because we don't, right? This version is saying that conversation never happened. But he's saying, isn't it obvious to you what would happen if a person was pasul? Because you didn't ask me about that. So if you didn't ask me, it must be that was obvious to you. If you're asking about the kos pasul, obviously you're not asking about pasul gufe. So what does he say? He says, if you think a pasul, I pasul mishavi shiraim, then kos pasul nami mishavi shiraim. I pasul lo mishavi shiraim, kos pasul nami lo mishavi shiraim. He answers him in this cryptic manner, and he basically says, what you didn't ask me about a person. You must be obvious to you. Does a person do shirayim or not? And since it's so obvious to you, whatever you know is true for there, it's going to be true for here. In other words, it's the same across the board. So now, it doesn't tell you what it is, but the Mefreshim assume that since in the previous version, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan said a pasul person doesn't cause it to be shirayim. So we assume that that's what he means here, which means a kos pasul wouldn't cause it to become shirayim either. So if your kos gets messed up, once you collected the blood, if there's more blood in the animal, you can collect more blood. Rav Yirmiyahu midifti mat nehachi. Okay, third version. Like I said, ba'mine abaye mi rabbe. It wasn't Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish mi Rabbi Yochanan. It was abaye mi rabbe. And it had to do with a kos, but a bit of a different case. Kos, ma'u she'aset chavero dachoy o shirayim. Okay, now, there's two options. What I didn't mention about shirayim is, if you have shirayim and there's leftover blood, let's say you take blood in a kos, you present the blood on the mizbeach, and you still have some blood left. What do you do with the blood? We talked about this the other day. You pour it into the yesod hamizbeach. Remember, any extra, I think we talked about it, maybe not. Any extra blood that you have, you pour into the yesod. Okay? If you call the blood dachoy, like something, let's say it became tamei, then you can't pour it in the yesod hamizbeach. So what do you do? There was a special drain called the Amma. It was a drain pipe, and you would pour it into the Amma, and it would go out from there. I think it's a Nachal Kidron, if I remember correctly. So basically, you know, it was this drain that you would drain it out of the Beit HaMikdash. So it's very important to know if something's Shirayim or something's Dachoy. So here comes this question. Let's say you collected the blood in multiple cups, okay? There was a lot of blood, and you didn't have enough room in each cup, in one cup, so you collected it in more than one cup. So now he says like this. So kos mau she'aset chavero dachoy o shirayim. Okay? Let's say, right, you collect the blood. Okay, so Rashi says like a chatat. Shekibel dama b'shnei kosot. V'natkan kol matnotav me'echad mehen. Okay? You gave all the blood from one cup. You didn't need the second cup. So what happens to the second cup? Okay? Is that called shirayim? It's leftover. Again, what did we say shirayim is? Whatever's left in that cup. But let's say you collected in two cups and you used one cup, you didn't even touch the second cup. Is that called shirayim? Or is it called dachoy? What is dachoy? Rejected. It was rejected because you chose to use one cup and you didn't choose the other cup. So that's rejected. And if it's rejected, it would have to be poured into the drain. And now into the yesod hamizbeach. So Amar Leh, he answers him.
Wait, if it's rejected, it's poured into the...
Yeah, if it's rejected, it's poured into the floor, the drain.
And if it's
Shirayim leftovers, then it still has Kedusha to it, and you pour it in the Yisod HaMizbeach. It's better to be leftover than rejected, right? Even though, I don't know, you think about... My kids always complain they don't want leftovers, right? But it's better than food that was rejected, right? That was spoiled or something, right? That nobody wanted. If nobody wanted it, that's a good example, right? If you served chicken and it was so bad that nobody wanted to eat it, right? You would call that rejected. If it was just that there was too much food and it was leftover, that would be leftovers and people would eat that. That's how you can visualize it. So what does he answer him? He answers him with a machloket. He says it's a plukta, it's a machloket. It's a Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, v'Rabbanan, okay? And he quotes a braita that talks about this. Lemala hu omer, there's basically a contradiction between two psukim. Lemala is just a way of saying earlier or later in the Torah. Lemala, in the upper part, who omer etamo yishpoch. Okay, here I'll read the whole pasuk. V'lakacha kohen midama chatat be'etzba'o, v'natana karnot mizbacha ola, ve'et damo yishpoch yisob mizbacha ola. Okay, he takes the chatat with his finger, he puts it on the four corners, and then the rest of the dam, yishpoch, it says et damo. But lemata huomer, five pasukim later it says, v'lakacha kohen midama be'etzba'o, v'natana karnot mizbacha ola. These are two different korbanot chatats. Okay, one was about the Nasi and the other is about the individual. Remember, go back to Horayot, right? Where the Nasi brings a certain Nasi Echata and the second is about an individual. Okay, all of a sudden we get kol dama. So, minayin lechatat shekibel dama ba'arba'a kosot. Let's say you had a chatat where you collected the blood in four different cups. V'natan matana chat mizeh u'matana chat mizeh. Okay, and you took one, each one, you brought one matana. Shekulan nishbachin liyisod. All of them get spilled into the yisod. Where do you know that? Talmud lamar ve'et kol dama yishpoch. Yachol natan arba matanot mikosecha. But what if you took four matanot from only one? The four matanot means the four karnot mizbech. So let's say, we'll see this in two prakim. And Ezum Koman Shel Tzvachim is going to go into that. So now, what do we say? If you say... So what about that case? Yachol natan arba matanot mikos echad yuhu kulan ishbachin liyisod. You might have thought all of those also because it says it called aman. He said, no. Talmud lamar ve'etamo haketzad hu nishbach liyisod vehen ishbachin la'ama. So when it says kol dama, it means all the dam. In other words, if you have multiple kosot that you collected the blood in and each one was used, then the rest is shirayim. But if you used it only from one cup and there were lots of other cups that never got used, those are called tachoy and they get nishpachin lama. That's one opinion. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, minayin lechatat shekibel dama ba'arba'a kosot v'natan arba'a matanot mikos echad. What about that last case? Shekulan nishpachin liyisod. He thinks all that blood is shirayim. Okay, where does he get it from? Talmud lamar, et kol dama yishpoch. He says, there you have it. Kol dama means all the blood from the animal, whether it was collected in the cup that was used or whether it was collected in the cup that was never used. Obviously, what are they going to ask him? V'haktiv, and as they don't ask him, they ask much later about his opinion. V'haktiv ve'etamo yishpoch, right? Yishpoch. What does he do with that pasuch, etamo yishpoch, where it says, right, not all the damim? Amar Rav Ashi, hahul mi'uti shirayim shebitzavar beima. He says only the one that's collected in the coast, but blood that was never collected in the coast, that gets spilled out through the drainage pipe. Okay, kibel hakasher v'natan lapasul. Now we have all these cases in the Mishnah. Okay, go back for a quick minute. Where all these cases where we correct it, right? Kibel hakasher, kasher person did the kabbalah, but then natan lapasul, he gives it to a pasul person, yachzir lakasher. What if a kasher person kibel b'yimino v'natan l'smolo and then he puts in his left hand, which is not allowed? Starts with his right, puts in his left, yachzir l'yimino. All these cases can be fixed. Kibel b'klei kodesh, he accepts in a good kli that was sanctified, but then natan l'klei chol, okay, puts in a kli chol, yachzir l'klei kodesh. Nishpach min ha'kli al ha'ritzpah, okay, four cases. He pours it on, spills it out after it was already in the kli, it spills on the floor, and he can recollect it and use it. Okay, all these cases, it was done right in the beginning, then it got messed up somehow, and you can redo it. So now the Gemara is going to say, why can you redo this, right? What do you need all these cases for? Utsricha. Di'iash minam pasul, if you hand it off to a pasul, the first case, havamina my pasul, tamei, dechaze lavadat zibor, aval small, low. You might have thought only a tamei is allowed, because we have a case where a tamei is allowed in the mikdash, what's that? When the case of everyone's Tameh, or the majority of people are Tameh, we allow Tameim to do stuff in the Mikdash. So therefore, maybe a Tameh would be okay, the fact that you gave it to Tameh. So again, it can be fixed. But maybe small, low. What does that mean? In general, you're not supposed to put Kodesh, things that are holy, in your right, in your left hand. But in certain cases, like on Yom Kippur, he takes the spoon that he's going to collect the Torah in, he takes it in his left hand. Why? Because his right hand is being used. He can't use both, you know, he can't do everything with one hand. So, therefore, since it sometimes has a Hechsher, you might have thought it's okay. Aval Kli Chol, which never has a Hechsher, low. V'yesh v'yinan Kli Chol, mishum d'chazeh l'kadushinu. A Kli Chol can easily become sanctified. Right, you can do things to sanctify a kli. Aval hanach emalo, but the others maybe not. Sricha, and that's why you need that case. Now they say, well, why don't you just say all these are rejected? Why do we allow you to fix these things? Amale Ravina Ravashi, Hachi Amar Rav Yirmiyami Difti, Mishmei de Rava, Hamane, this whole Mishnah, this part of the Mishnah that allows you to correct things is actually not the mainstream Shita. It's all according to Hanan and Mitzrihu. In other words, now we're going to say something interesting, which is, you think, oh, the Mishnah seemed very clear. Oh, you can just fix them. Not a big deal. So now they're going to say, oh, not everybody agrees with that, okay? Hanan and Mitzri said this. Delaytle dechuyin. He doesn't hold the things are dechuy. Titania, here, where do we see this? In a braita. Hanan Mitzri omer, afilu dam bikos, mevi chavero umezaveglo. Okay, what's this? On Yom Kippurim, you have to take the two animals, the two seirim. Remember, one goes la Hashem and one la Azazel. You shecht one, you collect the dam. Now, what if the dam is in the kos and the seir mishalech dies? So what do? Do we say, since you have to have them both, then the seir mishalech is dead now, and both have to be there when you're doing the until you finish the process. So basically, if the seir mishalech dies, maybe you can't do the zrikat dam of the other animal.
But you have no way of knowing.
No, it's in the mikdash. No, it's before you send it off. The seir, both seirim are still in the Beit HaMikdash. Yes. Okay. So what do? Mevi chavero mezaveglo. You just bring a new one. And you can continue, meaning it's not dachoy. He doesn't think that things are dichuyim. Rav Ashi Amar, kosh biyadeo. Okay, obviously the other opinion says no. You have to start all over again. You have to take two new sirim. We did learn it. It's in Yoma.
Because if you do goral out,
right? So you'd have to start the whole goral all over again, according to the Tanakhama.
Use the one that you have to take two new ones.
I think the question is, you definitely do, but according to Hanan Mitzri, do you also? That I don't remember. I don't remember what he says there.
But I thought you took two.
Like you took two in the beginning. I don't think you had a backup. I don't think you had a backup seer. You might have had others around, but you didn't. You might have had backups, but not that had the goral go on them. You have to have the goral. One goes la Hashem, one la Zazel. So according to the Tanakhama, if the one la Zazel is dead and you haven't finished with the first one, then you have to do a whole new goral. So you might have seirim in the waiting, but you have to do a new goral with, you know, two new ones. Okay? Whereas Hanan Mitzri says, no, that one's not dachoy. So Rav Ashi Amar, kosha biyado lo havi dichoy. Okay? Anything that you can control, right, is not dichoy. One second. Amar Rav Shia. Kavatei Rav Ashi Mistabra. In other words, these are two different answers. One answer is saying it's Hanan Mitzri, and the other answer is saying, no, anything that you can fix, you can fix. In other words, this is Kol Shebi Yado. You can switch to the Yamin. You can get a Kasher. You can, right? These are different than that. Okay? You don't have to say that this our whole Mishnah is only the Shita of Hanan Mitzri. So Amar Rav Shia Chavatei Rav Ashi Mistabra makes sense his answer more because Man Shamat Leidi LeDechuyin Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, it sounds we assume that Rabbi Yehuda. We know that the one who says that there is a din of dechuy is Rabbi Yehuda. Ditnan Va'on Amar Rabbi Yehuda Nishpach Hadam Yamut Hamishtalech. Okay, he says if the dam was nishpach, if you spilled the blood and you lost it, then Yamut Hamishtalech. Nishpach Hadam. Yamut HaMishtaleach. Right. In other words, he has to be sent to his death, meaning he can't be used as a Seir HaMishtaleach because you lost the blood of the first one. This is the reverse case, where the Mishtaleach is okay, the other one isn't. Meit HaMishtaleach, what if the case like us, Yishapech Adam, right? It's a joke. It's a play on words here. Nishpach Adam, Yamut HaMishtaleach, Meit HaMishtaleach, Yishapech Adam. You follow? Yishapech Adam here means symbolically. You have to spill the blood, meaning you can't use it. Okay? It's either one dies or is met, you know, you lose the blood of the other one, it's done. You have to start all over again. Vishamina le da'amar, and we also know that Rabbi Yehuda himself says, kol shebi yado lo havi dichoy. And he also holds anything that you can control, though, isn't dichoy. So therefore, it makes a lot of sense to say that our mission is according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds there is a din of dichoy, but not in these cases. Okay? And where do we see this? And we'll finish with this. Ditanya Rabbi Yehuda omer, kos achat hayam imalei midama tarovet. Vizarkoz rika achat keneged hayisod. Shmamina koshav yado lo have dichoy. Okay, this is talking about the Korban Pesach. When the Korban Pesach was sacrificed, imagine tons of people in the Beit HaMikdash, okay? a lot of activity going on. It's impossible to basically be able to make sure that everybody's dam was collected and spilled properly. So what would they do? You would take one kos from the dam that was on the floor and kind of like collect all this. We're going to talk about this. There's a whole bunch of problems here. And then you take it and you do zrikachad keneged hayisod. So you can infer from here that since you can fix it, it's not considered dichoy, shma mina. Okay, tomorrow we'll start with the gufa on this and try to understand what on earth is he talking about? How can you collect blood that maybe never went in a klisharet? How do you, and they're going to basically have to say, well, the case was that it was already in a klisharet, it was, and all sorts of things about that.
It's very important in parallel, though, if you go like a little bit, I mean, we're so in the details, but
yeah.
If you're doing this to affect kapara, it's important, mashal, that you can fix things. Just like
That's a very nice idea, that if it's in your control to fit, right, that's what's very interesting with his idea. It's only kosher biyado. It's when it's something that you can't control, like this ear dies. Right? So you can't control that, okay? That's beyond your control. So you have to start all over again. But if it's things, really like that image you mentioned. If it's things that you can control, then you can fix them, which is a very nice image, like Shari said, in case you didn't hear on the tape, that the whole idea of kapara is that you can fix things and that there's always room for improvement and changing and yafet.
It would be terrible if everything was no.
Right.